Thanks, Brad. Good morning. This just in from the Eureka Police Department. The POP unit, while conducting drug investigation at the 2200 block of Broadway, arrested William Joseph Farrell. William Joseph Farrell, he's a suspect in the February 2nd robbery of the Bayshore Mall's Coast Central Credit Union. The arrest was made without incident. Farrell was booked into the Humboldt County Jail. It appears Farrell has been back in the area for several weeks. He's also expected in a March 3rd bank robbery in Rockford, Illinois. The Chicago-based FBI indicated Farrell earlier this week. The federal warrant is expected to be issued today. Harsh winter weather not letting up in Brookings and the rest of southern Oregon. The word of the week is flooding. The National Weather Service in Medford has issued a flood warning for urban areas and small streams in Coos County in southwest Oregon. This includes the city of Coos Bay, Curry County in southwest Oregon, and Port Orford, Gold Beach, Brookings, and Douglas County. At this time, there are no hazard watches for weather on the California North Coast. California State University will accept no new admissions for the spring semester of 2013, with a few exceptions, as part of the drastic cost-cutting strategy to reduce enrollment by about 16,000 students next spring. That's what officials said yesterday. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Another 20,000 to 25,000 qualified students could be barred from attending CSU in the 2013-14 academic year if voters reject a proposed tax measure that has not yet qualified for the November ballot. Failure of the tax measure would trigger an automatic funding cut of $200 million for CSU under a scenario proposed by Governor Jerry Brown. The loss would come up on top of a $750 million budget hit that CSU already took this year. And over the weekend in Willits, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a physical assault of two men. The press release for yesterday says deputies learned from family members that the victim was missing from the location and they could not find him. Deputies then started looking for the victim, Richard Wilkinson, and eventually located him deceased near Mariposa Creek Road. The preliminary results of the autopsy analysis were that Wilkinson's cause of death was multiple blunt force trauma. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives, with the assistance of district attorney inspectors, are continuing the investigation into the death of victim Wilkinson. Now suspect Kenneth Wilkinson was reportedly arrested, booked into the Mendocino County Jail. His bail is set at $500,000. Sheriff's detectives are being assisted by Mendocino County District Attorney Office investigators and criminologists from the California Department of Justice. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is currently recruiting for community members to join the Sheriff's Citizen on Patrol. Citizens are trained to assist the Sheriff's Office with its limited resources. These citizens provide an additional set of eyes and ears for deputies. Community members learn about the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and its role. Some of the other activities that they perform are traffic and crowd control at traffic accidents, fire scenes, disaster assistance, parades, and special events. They also perform vacation house checks, assist at the sheriff's animal shelter, coordinate and teach at neighborhood watch meetings, and they assist with the sheriff's boating and waterways program. The sheriff's office asks you to contact them if you're interested. You may have heard that a 7.4 earthquake impacted Mexico yesterday. Checking in with the Pacific Warning Tsunami Center at the National Weather Service, there's currently no hazard California, Hawaii, or anywhere else near the U.S. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.